Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 6.95¾, up 3¾. March at 7.02, up 3¼. Soft December wheat is 6.48, up 6½. March 6.58¾, now 59, up 6¾. July corn 4.58½, down a half. July is 4.85¾, now 86, down a quarter. November soybeans, 13.44, down 37½. July, 12.80¾, down 26¼. October soybean meal, 4.29.80, down 14.80. October soybean oil, 42.05, down 29. October live cattle, 125.80, up 55. September feeder cattle, 157.85, up 55. October lean hogs, 91.32½, up 62½.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Soybeans really under pressure today.
Yeah, they're the weak one. We're seeing the funds unwind the spread here. They're definitely selling beans, buying a little corn, selling beans, buying back some wheat. Looking at big export activity coming forward here right at the moment. Concerns that maybe Asia's got enough beans to work with. And there was a little bit of moisture around, and psychology-wise, ideas that moisture helps some of these later beans. A lot of beans are turning. I don't know how much good it'll do, but any type of moisture here, as long as it's not excessive like we've seen out in Colorado or Arizona, would be welcomed here over the short term. We'll see how the export inspections go here. The trade's looking for shipments on wheat to be about 24, 29 million bushels, corn about 14 million bushels, beans about 3 to 5 million bushels. Then after that, we'll focus on this afternoon's crop conditions report. And it's expected to show 1 to 2% deterioration in corn, 2 to 4% deterioration in beans. Then lastly, tomorrow, we'll see what the FSA numbers are on acreage. Ideas are that acreage on corn will come down some, and they'll reflect that in the harvested acres. And on the bean side, there's ideas maybe we might see bean numbers stay consistent here with the theory that maybe we saw a few more bean acres being planted since we weren't able to get some corn in some areas. But we look for both numbers to be lower tomorrow ourselves.
And one little other fundamental tidbit, NOPA crush out in an hour or so, and that's not going to set the world on fire either, evidently.
Well, we'll see where it comes in. At the trades, looking for an average estimate about 110.7. There's a range anywhere from 105 to 114, so it's kind of a wide bullseye to hit there. And the bean oil stock's about 1.85. Same thing there, wide range of 175 to 198. This crush number is a little low, but basically when you have tight old crop supplies, we'll look for that crush number to start to pick up as we move more into fall.
So to what credence should we give the gap lower today in terms of soybeans staying within their range?
Well, we're kind of down the lower end on the Novembers. It's going to be important for Noves to hold this 1340 area. We continue to believe we're kind of in a sideways trading range with the lower end 1440 and the upper end up towards $14. We kind of thought you can kind of buy the break down at the lower end and sell the rally at the upper end there, which is easier said than done. But, you know, until we get through early part of harvest into the October report, we kind of felt that pullbacks in beans should be supported here, and rallies in corn probably limited according to what we're picking up.
And as we look at what could move this market in the future, we do have a quarterly grain stock report at the end of the month. What do you think about that one?
Well, it's kind of old news. You know, we're basically in a new crop harvest. Definitely it's going to be tight. Therefore, while we rob some of the new crop to fill crop demand, I think the trade's going to be more focused day-to-day on yield reports versus this stocks report. Basically, we're hearing corn yields remain fairly strong. A lot of 180 to 200. I know there's some a lot higher than that, but a lot of it net, you know, close to 200 bushel area. Some early bean yields, 55, 60 bushel bean yields coming in. Kind of feel as we move down the road here from central Illinois on westward here, those yields will come down in the later stuff.
We do get updated FSA numbers, I believe, on the 17th. Are those numbers likely to move the market much in any direction?
Yeah, I think it'll be a marker maker. It's going to give a idea what to expect on the October WASDE numbers. You know, we'll see what they come up with, but it's been well speculated that we'll see a shift in those numbers. Of course, they'll be adjusted into harvested acres, of course. On corn, though, a lower harvested acre number will probably come in with a little higher yield number than two. We still got a very hefty demand equation to work with, so imagine we'll probably keep the carry out close to this 1.8, 1.8.5 area. Bean wise, though, there's not a whole lot of room there on that supply demand balance. Yeah, I mean,
we're already down to 150.
You know, you start subtracting harvested acres a little bit more, and you lower that yield just one more bushel. You know, we're going to tighten it up further, and they're not going to, you know, take it down to zero, of course, but short term between now and from when the South American crop comes online here, we feel this bean market could be quite exciting here for the next 6 months.
So what recommendations do you have for people who can't store or who have extra bushels after they store?
Oh, well, a couple of different scenarios there. The simplest thing would be if you can take advantage of some strong early cash bids to do that and replace some ownership on the board here with the idea maybe we can see some recovery here in this winter. Otherwise, you can do a good old-fashioned hedge here short-term. There's a little carry in the corn market. There's not a whole lot of carry in the bean market, per se. So it just kind of depends on your own situation. You got to remember, a lot of producers are not sold up, and we feel we're going to see some price recovery into December with quite a bit of cash selling pressure as the calendar turns 2014, as we see, if we see no weather concerns in the southern hemispheres and producers get cut up on some cash sales. So there's a little bit of everything for everybody out there to kind of look at here over the next 6 months.
Thanks much, Kurt.
All right.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red December wheat, 695.5 up 3.5. March, 702 up 3.25. Soft December, 644.75 up 3.25. March, 655.75 up 3.5. December corn, 457 down 2. July, 484.25 down 2. November soybeans, 1348 down 33.5. July, 1283.25 down 23.75. October soybean meal, 431.30 down 13.30. October soybean oil, 4203 down 31. October live cattle, 125.62.5 up 37.5. And October lean hogs are 91.40, and they are up 70. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.